Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Can everyone hear me this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I tried to go direct to my computer, and I was saying hello, and no one heard me, so I called in for my phone. So I guess that's a little defect we can straighten out. But welcome to the Rams, everyone. God bless you. Amen. And it's good to have everyone here. I'm trying to make sure all our staff is here. I want to just welcome those who are returning students. Welcome back. Those who are joining the orientation this morning, welcome to the fall semester season. Amen. You are in for a treat. Amen. And God wants to do great things in your life. And I just want to encourage you, amen, to prepare yourself because, amen, your walk with God is never going to be the same again. Okay? Praise God. Now, I do want to be a little humorous with you and say that you are in the army now. There's no bits or no buts. Your past life is over. Welcome to Vietnam. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. So, amen. So I just want to just welcome everyone and on here. And just one more. I want to make sure that we have any reoccurring stewards we have on here. Do we have Nicole? Nicole, are you on?
I'm here. Yeah.
Hey, Nicole. Bless you.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Good to hear your voice. Amen. Glory to God. Are you excited?
I am. Definitely am excited.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and I want you to go ahead and open us up with prayer if you don't mind, okay?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just come to you humble as I know how, God. I sit all the way down so you can stand up, God. Less of me and more of you. Father God, I decrease so you can increase. Have your way on today, Lord Jesus. We just give you thanksgiving. We just give you the praise, God. We just glorify you on today, God. I just want to worship you for this morning right now, Lord Jesus, because I understand that it's the worship that moves you. It's the worship that gets your attention, Lord Jesus. So as we go into this meeting for this orientation, Lord Jesus, I just want to start off with a worship prayer, a worship praise, God. So I just worship you in spirit and truth, God. My worship is for real, God. God, I say yes to your name, God. Yes to your will, God. God, I lift my hands up to you, God. I clap my hands, God. I give you a Shabbat praise, God. Because, God, you're so glory, God. You're glory. God, you're so worthy, God. You're so holy, God. God, I just thank you for everything you're doing, God, everything you're about to do, God, and everything that you continue to do, God. God, I just thank God that you bless this ministry. God, bless the man of God, Lord Jesus, everything that he pours out to each and every one of his students, Lord Jesus, that you use them for your glory, God. Use each and every one of us for your glory, that you get the glory out of this, God. God, I just praise your holy name, God, and I thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Yes to your name, God. Yes to your will, God. We give you our yes today because we understand that it's our yes that you're going to bless, God. So I thank you for blessing our yes, God. I thank you for supernatural favor, God. I thank you for leading us and guiding us in the right direction, God. As we made the decision, God, to take one step, God, to take this class, Lord Jesus, to further our education, God, to go to the next level that you have for us to go, Lord Jesus. As we made the decision to say yes, as we made the decision to take the step, God, that you would take the rest, God, that you will lead us and guide us in the right direction that you want us to be, God. You be our GPS. You be our navigation system, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now, God. I give you a Shabbat praise. I exalt your name right now, God. You're so magnificent. You're terrific. You're wonderful, God. You're just God all by yourself, God. There's nothing impossible for you. You can do all things, anything but fail, God. And for that, God, we give you glory, God. And for that, God, we give you praise, God. We thank you right now, God, for the Apostle Malcolm Spurlock, God, and everybody that's under the sound of my voice that's on this call today right now, that let your word go forth and let it be done right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I just thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We'll praise your holy name, God. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your word go forth. Let your word be done right now, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well,
glory.
Again, you are in the army of the Lord. Welcome. Amen. Welcome to the Battles Training Station here. And I want to encourage everyone that is here. You're in the right place at the right time. Amen. You're not here by accident or coincidence. You're here by divine providence. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Prophetess Katina is our staff. We also have staff, Prophetess May and Prophetess Jody. Amen. And fortunately, we do have a staff that is not here at the present time. Thank God that they walked out of an accident this morning. Come on and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I said they walked out.
Amen.
On the
Hallelujah.
Amen. They are fine. Nothing missing, nothing hurting. We praise God for them both. Amen. And they are the Craig family. We thank God for them. Amen. And they are okay. Nevertheless, we thank God for the hands of protection around everyone. I want to ask, amen, Prophetess Katina to introduce herself, followed by Prophetess Bay. I'm sorry, and Prophetess Daisy. Also here is our staff. Amen. Daisy's here. Are you there, Daisy? Let me see that. Miss Daisy's not. Okay, that's right. She had to go. She's not here. She had something. Yes. But anyway, praise God. So we're followed by, amen, Prophetess Katina, Prophetess Bay, and you hear from Prophetess Jody Jackson. God bless everyone, and welcome aboard, Prophetess Katina.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am Prophetess Katina, like a prophet just mentioned, and I just want to say I welcome all of you that are on the line with us into the Prophetic Discipleship Orientation class for this Saturday. And those that have interest to join us, your life will never be the same. And I just want to encourage you just continue to let the Lord, allow the Lord to use you with the prophetic flow. And you've never seen any class like this. This is a class of second to none. And I serve on the administrative team as the executive administrator for Dr. Spurlock. I handle all the communication part of the ministry as well as the school. So I just want to welcome everyone here. As far as my credentials, he gave several less yesterday on the platform, but I will definitely go over them again. I have 9 years in corporate America working in finances, banking. I also have credentials in, I'm a certified life coach. I'm also a certified administrator as well. God has graced me with the ability to also have that office of the administrator as well. So I also have, I serve on the Financial Freedom University. I also have an ambassador with them. I serve with them as an ambassador. I also serve as a parent support for many parents that have school children. I've done that for about 4 years now. What else can I think about? Oh, yes, I also have a degree in business management. I'll be finishing up my dual degree this year, hopefully by next year, rest of the year because of COVID. But so many things about me. I'm a seer. I work in the office of the CrossFit and many other things, so. That's enough about me.
Well, praise God.
Did I miss anything else to talk to?
What?
Did I miss anything else?
Well, you forgot the part that you, when you get the Holy Ghost, you swing on the chandeliers. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Praise God. All right. Praise God for Prophets Katina. And we also have Prophetess Bay. God bless you, Prophetess Bay.
Good morning. Good morning to the class. 2021, fall class 2021. We thank God and thank and praise God for you all. We are very excited that you all are here, that God has touched your heart to be with us. We expect great things this year, and we're looking forward to serving you in the capacity that God would have us to. And I don't know what to say. I'm Bae. I am a licensed ordained minister of the gospel, and I love God's people. And I also have extensive resume in administrative skills, as well as other services. But other than that, I'm just me. I try to be friendly as possible and loving and kind and try to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. So if you need me or need any assistance, feel free. God bless you.
Awesome, awesome. And God bless us to you as well. Amen.
Thank
we thank God for you. And you are most definitely an asset to this ministry. Amen. Bay has some, she's like a mother. She's like, Mama, y'all, you want to go cry on somebody's shoulder, she's the one, y'all. She's gonna wipe your eyes on this. She's going to pray for you, okay? But we thank God for her. Amen. Woman of wisdom. Amen. And baby, believe it or not, y'all, she used to babysit me when I was a little bow-legged baby. But
Amen.
We praise
Amen.
God for her. Amen. And she happened to be my kinfolk. Amen. And she's most definitely a cornerstone in my life as well. So we thank God for her and her wisdom. Amen. And here we have, I think we have Prophetess Jody Jackson. Come on up, Prophetess Jody, and tell us about yourself.
Good morning. Blessings to everyone. Today is an awesome day that the Lord chose for all of us to gather together. My name is Jody Jackson, and I am a prophetess. I'm also a seer. I walk and carry an anointing for healing and deliverance, and I have over 30 years plus in administrative duty. I'm a paralegal working in the world, and I'm honored to serve the Lord in this capacity. The Lord has great things for us. The school is going to catapult us. We're going to the front line in the army of the Lord. The Lord is our battle axe. He's going before us. And all we have to do is just follow the apostle, the instructions that the Lord gives him, and we cannot fail. We will not fail. Our enemy is defeated. By the time this course is over,
each and every one of us, if we take this class serious, if we take this opportunity serious, and we bow down to the promptings and the leadings of the Holy Ghost, God is going to take us into different realms of His Spirit. We're coming out stronger. We're going to move quicker, faster, more accurate in the Spirit. The Lord is with us. We can never forget that. And we are all going to be walking in love in this whole capacity, in this whole class. Everybody's going to walk in love. I'm here for each and every one of you. You can contact me. I'm available day or night. And each and every one of us, we're going through. We're coming out. We're recovering all in Jesus' name. So that's me. My name is Prophetess Jody. Amen, amen, amen.
And amen. If she's the one that you, the go-to person as far as the financial questions and theirs, and make an arrangement for your payments, am I correct?
That is correct.
Amen, that is correct.
Okay, so praise God. We're going to work with you. And we thank God for her. And Prophet Donnell and his wife, excuse their absence, they're fine. Even though we stood up prayers, he handled all of our graphics and things of that nature. So I'm about to put out the flyer for the school. It is awesome. So all of the Star Trek liquor stuff you see on the graphics, that's Prophet Donnell, okay? And we thank God for him. And we're going to go ahead and move forward. Again, welcome to the Rams School of Rams. So moving forward, there's some things that you can see on your the PDF files. You look into your oatmeal, look into your email. Lola, I said oatmeal. Did I say oatmeal?
I can explain it, Apostle. You
didn't
say oatmeal.
Look into your oatmeal. Okay. All right. Y'all laugh at me. Go ahead and laugh.
Okay.
Look into your oatmeal.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is okay.
Is
there
still breakfast time around this joker? Okay. All right. Well, look into your PDF, and I'm going to put it in the hands of Prophetess Katina. Go ahead.
Yes, so one email went out on yesterday for just some board information, how to have access to the live conference call for this morning. And those that are gathered here, this call is just for you to get your questions answered, or if you wanted to enroll into the school or you receive your email inquiring about your interest into the school, you can definitely do that this morning. And the second email that was submitted out already like 30 minutes before we got on the live call, that was the registration form. The registration form that was sent, it has all the pricing on there, has the actually descriptions for each one of the classes that we would be possibly teaching. And so there's a brief description for each one of those. Each class would definitely come with a digital notebook as well as a syllabus. The syllabus will come out before class starts on Tuesday. That is going to be the first class. What else? Oh, yes. Of course, just make sure each and every one of us, even those that are a part of the team, that are part of DFI, we have to definitely make sure that we sign the registration form in its entirety as well. Those of you that have already received scholarships, which is Trinity and Justine, you definitely want to make sure that you also apply your signature on the registration form as well. Okay? And can you hear me? Can everybody hear me pretty good? Okay.
Yes.
So, yes, but if you have any other questions about, you know, the form, registration form or whatever, you can definitely still email us at the ministry email address, which is therams.epr@gmail.com. That information is on the registration form. Those of you that want to make payments, that's going to go to Jody. There is several sections on the registration form for you to select your payments as well. So it will tell you also where to send the payments. I think everything is pretty much there. If you have any questions, we are here to serve you. I just ask that those of you that are going to be joining us just make sure that, you know, as we gather things together, applications, putting together the team, that you just really stay connected with us and be patient as we kind of put things and compartmentalize things. Jody is a part of the team. I want to welcome her officially. I'm a part of the financial team, so we welcome her. You just heard her introduction about her background and everything. We have Prophetess Bay, which is the mother of DFI. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we welcome her as well. Prophetess Daisy, she's definitely part of the team, and as well as Darnell and his wife. So God has graced us to have a phenomenal team. We've definitely worked together. We won't overlap one another. We just do everything in love according to the will of God and his assignment. But most of all, we want to make sure that we support Dr. Spurlock's vision. That is the main thing, that we serve the people of God in excellence and in love and integrity. Thank you, Dr. Spurlock.
Amen. Great. Awesome. All right. Moving right along. Okay. And we thank God for everyone and our returning students. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Okay. Praise God. Okay. How many returning students do we have on here? I know we have Nicole, one. And who was another one?
Justine.
Justine. Hello, Justine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Manisha.
And, who else?
Manisha Seals.
Well, hello, Lanisha Shields. Y'all, this is my very first student. The very first class, and she's back with us in this season. Thank God for, I'm going to call you Prophetess Shields, okay? I know I can be like, eh. We thank God for her joining us on today. Welcome, Ms. Shields. Good to have you here. Amen.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, and anyone else? Any returning students?
Billy.
And Miss. Amen. Also from the Illinois areas. Welcome back, Miss Billy. Amen.
Thank
we thank
you.
God for you, Miss Billy. And welcome back, boy. And who else do we have? I think is it Jada here and some of the rest of the staff? Miss Jada, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, God bless your daughter. Blessings. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Amen. This is my spiritual daughter, y'all. We go all the way back. This is not only the first student, but the first member of DFI. We thank God for her. And let's see here. We're going to go ahead and move forward. First, I'll tell you a little bit more about the school. The Holy Spirit, amen, back in the early in this year, I was led to do the school, and I was excited about it. And what was my charging fee, Ms. Shields, do you remember? It was zero. Do you remember that, Ms. Shields?
I'm sorry, I'm at work. Can you repeat that?
Okay, I'll say my charging fee. I was so excited about the class. I didn't charge somebody nothing. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for those. I was doing everything. I was trying to do the administrative work. I was doing everything. I was all out of whack. So we praise God that we come such a long way in such a short time. Amen. And I'm just excited about how this thing has mushroomed. And I just want to quote, the purpose of the school, ladies and gentlemen, is to grow you. It is to advance and enhance you into the things of God and things of the Spirit. Also, amen, the prophetic community needs to be charged properly. We live in a prophetic community where, you know, that prophecy is like a big facet now. It's like everyone want to dive in, which is going to be a great thing. But if we don't know the purpose of stuff, then we can that's anything. If you don't know the purpose of anything, you will abuse it. Okay? And so the purpose of the prophetic is not to be abused. It is to be used properly by heaven, by God, from God. Amen? And many have been using the prophetic taking it out of context. And this, what this school is about is to help you already be in the prophetic, is to help stop the censor. Okay? What is the prophetic? We talk about in the first class, what is the prophetic? And who is the prophetic? Foundation class. It started off on Tuesday and went to Thursday. Now it's going to remain on Thursday. Amen. Due to the next class that you have with an introduction to prophetic leadership training, we pretty much trained those who have been in the prophetic or have been in ministry, doing them for leadership skills. Okay, and how can I recognize certain things? That class went very well on last season. Amen. Hallelujah. And God. And this class we have here is, amen, introduction to the spirit realm in a deeper way. It's called 3D, 3R, the third dimension, third realm. Okay, can you hear me now? Test the 1, 2, 3. Let me. Okay.
Hear me now?
Okay. All right, so this class, let me see, can y'all hear me if I do this? One moment.
Okay,
guess what? My sound is gone.
Okay. All right, let me do this real quick. Okay, what about now? Can y'all hear me better? Is that better?
That's better. Just a little echo as you're speaking, but we can hear you clearly.
So I wanted to – let me back away from the computer a little bit. Okay. So I wanted to let you all know that this class is very intense. It's very – it's nothing to be played with. You're going to learn how to go into the Holy of Holies. You're going to learn some things in the realm of the Spirit that's going to help you to be more sensitive to the atmosphere of heaven. The purpose of these classes is beyond a prophetic gift. You're talking about the prophetic realms, that Jesus governed. He's the governor of that realm. Jesus is the prophetic, okay? We teach that in our foundation classes. The prophetic is the person. His name is Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, your life, your existence, the one who wrote your book in heaven. You're going to learn about these things, the past, the present, the future, the now, the all of that. The prophetic realm reveals the mind of God and the time of God or timing of God. Okay, so we have two realms of time. We have your chronos and your kairos. One is naturally, one is spiritual. Just like you have two realms of laws. You have natural law, and you have spiritual law. As long as the earth remains, that's seed time and harvest. That's gravity. All right, they have spiritual application, which is just, so there's two different laws. The ones that govern, laws that govern the spirit, and laws that govern the earth. There are some laws that transcend in both realms, which is the law of reciprocity, or what you give, what you receive. We're going to learn these things. We just want to give you a heads up that we are now a family. You are in the kingdom of God, okay? But I will say this. You're going to boldly go to places in this third class that you've never been before. So I want to pull on you. I'm going to challenge you to go to your next. But if you are hungry for God, I'm going to give you good news. You're about to get more hungry. If you need to be hungry, you're in the right place because the anointing is contagious. Okay? You're going to learn about transferring the spirits in the first class, good, bad, and ugly. Okay? You're going to learn how to recognize hurting people in the second class, and among other things. This third class, I'm excited about it. I'm just going to give you a heads up. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can hear you, but you're cutting in and out really bad.
Okay, cutting in and out? Okay. Let me try this one. Is that better? Okay, praise God. Well, your discernment will be heightening. You're going to learn about the gifts of the Spirit. You're going to learn about prayer in the first class. The first class, anyone that's coming into this program, you've got to take the first class. Okay, it is foundation. It's going to open the way. Your foundation has to be laid properly. Before any type of growth, foundation is a must. It is the root system. It is the fundamentals. Fundo or foundation or fundamentals. Same word. You need to know the fundamentals of the game of life. And the thing is about the game of life, many people lose and some win. But you are winners because you're accepting the call that's upon your life. And to win the game of life, you have to accept the call. God bless America and God bless my spiritual father who's passed on to be with the Lord. He taught us that. And in one of his major quotes, if you was the only person alive, Jesus Christ will still came and die for you. I got that from him, Dr. James Robinson and Lois Robinson. They went on to be with the Lord. But I wanted to say that here. I welcome you. This is a family. We operate in the laws of love. Please let us not gossip, but let us commune in God, and let us commune in Jesus. We are a family. We are a heavenly family. Believe it or not, all of y'all are going to heaven because you know Jesus. And if you don't know him like you need to, well, guess what? You're about to learn him. So, again, we're all going to be in heaven, so you might as well get used to it. Amen? Is everybody in agreement?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, sorry about that. So I want to let you all know that we are a family. Amen? And I loose the spirit of love and family here. All right? We still have time. If those who want to join in later, you know some friends, some colleagues, or some family members, some prayer partners, they need to get in. They can get in where they fit in. But notice, there is no messy or gossip here. All right? We will not have that. Why? Because we operate in love. There is a copyright on your memos. I'm allowed any time I need to be interrupted to be explained. Ms. Katina, let us know what that's all about. Please, there will be no copycat situations going on. I know that doesn't sound professional, but no copyright.
Yeah.
Go ahead and explain that, please.
No problem. Thank you so much. Yes, there is a disclaimer on the actual embodiment of the email itself, where we actually send in and receive emails. There is a disclaimer there. There also is one that is attached to the registration form. And what Dr. Svolak is really saying is this: whenever we submit any type of content, it's not to be shared with anyone that's not currently participating with the school, or it's not to be shared with anyone that's not a part of the school. Any content, any communication that's communicated outside of the school, that will be illegal to do that, because you do not have the rights to submit his information. You don't have the right to copyright his information or to teach in your manuals or make different things out of the scripture or out of some of the topics that he'll be teaching on those courses. So this is what that disclaimer is for. Just make sure nothing is communicated and nothing is recopied and used for a personal use or a personal gain. So it is only specific for those that are actually current and active within the Prophetic Discipleship School. Whether you have a scholarship, whether you are attending all of the courses or you're just attending just one or two, it doesn't matter. Each one of those come with that type of accountability to make sure that all the email communications, all of the content is not to be shared or distributed or copied among any other person except for the person that's intended to, even the emails as well. If you get an email, you just can't just share it with your friend or just share it with a coworker. They have to come through the processes like yourself. And if there's any questions,
everyone, you can bring one person on at a time as a visitor. Visitations, if you have any type of person who you'd like to bring in as a visitor, please contact Prophetess Bay. Let her know if you're going to bring a person in to visit. Let her know so she can be informed of that. Roll call. If you're going to be late, let Prophetess Bay know that you're going to be late for class. All right? If you're going to miss class, please be accountable. Let Prophetess Bay know that if you're going to miss, you are signing your love, you're signing your rights over to the Lord Jesus in his class. Okay? That means accountability is a part of your training. If you're not used to being accountable, we're going to help you get used to being accountable, which means let us know if you're late or something came up. Do I have any questions, concerns about the statement that is made?
Hi, Malcolm. This is Danielle's mother.
Good morning, Ms.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes.
I did not get an email with the information, so I don't know. I'm trying to follow along with you guys, but I don't know if you're going from a booklet or something that you sent out.
Oh, no problem. We can get that to you right away. Go ahead. If you'd be so kind to, let's see here, text Ms. Doty your email, your phone number, and your full name. And Ms. Doty is going to forward that to Prophetess Katina. And you will get that, hopefully. Well, you should get that before we hang up. You get all the information on a PDF file, what you have to fill out, a little questionnaire thing. You should get out of that. And you will be
okay,
determined.
Okay, Danielle, just...
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Outstanding. Okay.
Apostle.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have Danielle's mother and her email address already within our database. When I got the message, it was just for her to. I thought she just wanted to be a member, but Danielle did receive her email for the registration form, and I'll definitely send her mother another one this morning. So that was a miscommunication about that, but we have their information already on our database, both of them already.
Awesome. Praise God. And we welcome you aboard, Ms. Pebbles. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
And just to let everyone know, this is accountability. Why am I strict on accountability? Because it is what it is. We have a it's not strict, it's just order. Because we want to do things in a godly manner and professional manner. What am I saying is customer service, I was one of the top all of my life. I've been in customer service, and I was always a top salesman or a top person in customer compliments and all of that nature. Regardless of what products that I sold, I did insurance. I was one of the number one. I was the number one salesman in the state of Texas in my department during that time for CUNA Mutual. I was in the top 10 in the nation for CUNA Mutual. What am I saying here? You sell your attitude, set your altitude. Whatever you presenting, I don't like to say sell, but presenting, it has to be in the right spirit because they receive you first. Therefore, when we represent God, ladies and gentlemen, our customer service skills must be A+. Because you represent the master. And I believe in heavenly customer service. And that's what you're going to learn here. Okay? We all know that impartation comes through association. And so I believe in doing things properly. I know when you go to work, you call in. And you don't call no show. You be accountable. So when it comes down to the things of the kingdom, let's do that as well. Okay? That's only fair. Number two, these are some of the areas that, if you have notes, you can start taking notes now. These are some areas that's going to really help you. I want you to really gear yourself up for this because your life is about to change. Your life is about to change. First class, first and second class, your requirement every day is to pray in the spirit for 2 hours a day, at least 2 hours a day. Give God your time, 2 hours a day, of worship, prayer, praise. If you feel with the Holy Ghost, pray in tongues, whatever you got to do, get in the presence of God for at least 2 hours. I want to gear yourself and gear your spirit up so that you can receive spiritual application. You're receiving here spiritual application, okay, which means if you are in the spirit, you can receive it. If you're in the natural, the Bible says, natural man, a carnal mind, cannot receive spiritual things because they are spiritually discerned. Therefore, the first two classes, if you're taking those classes, your requirement is to pray in the spirit at least 2 hours a day. Your requirement is also, before the end of 6 weeks, is to memorize Psalms 91. I want to set this in motion for the rest of your life because you're going to need those two things. You're going to need prayer and the word. And one of the greatest tablets that I believe that was written in this Bible was Psalms 91. It's your protector. It is your protector. It allows you to stay in God's presence, and please memorize it. So, it is. Yeah, I can say Psalms 91 in my subconscious mind. I can do another quote it. There were times in my life I had to pull that script out and literally read it every day. There was just as much there. Did not know that I was birthing something. But I will say this. Psalms 91 is very real. It is very real. It is tangible. And it will help you. So for the rest of your life, it will be in your spirit. I want to train. You can know you can train your body to become subject to your spirit. And what we have to understand is that the body is a part of this fallen realm. We live in a fallen realm, ladies and gentlemen. Adam gave that jurisdiction over to Lucifer, Satan. He was the God of this world, not Satan is the God of this world. But thank God that Jesus Christ redeemed us back unto the Father through his blood, but we still live in a fallen realm. Okay? Therefore, that's why the Bible says, crucify, nullify the deeds of the flesh, the works of the flesh. Okay, so that's one of the purposes of prayer. You know, it kills the works of the flesh. It activates your spirit man. If you're going into 3D, 3R, your requirement is higher. You will begin to pray in the spirit 3 hours a day. Let me give you an example. You want to get up earlier? Make sure you go to bed earlier so you can get up earlier. It's going to cause you to give up some things on the earth. Your favorite TV show, maybe your Monday night football game. I don't know. But you'll pray an hour in the morning and an hour at night. And in between time, in the meantime, you can pray an hour throughout the day. 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes there. Or you can pray 2 hours in the morning. But you need to practice the presence of God. Questions on what I said? I want to condition your mindset, your spirit man. I want to condition you to receiving some things of God. It just don't happen just turning over and wait. Oh, I just want to be spiritual today. It don't work that way. I wish. You are spiritual, but you live in this body. So you don't give this body a chance to take control. You make that thing come subject. You're not used to getting up in the morning and pray? Well, you're in the army now. You will get woke up. You will wake yourself up. Your clock will wake you up. More likely it was God that wake you up anyway. And you will get to the point where the Holy Spirit will wake you up without a clock. The same time every morning. I have witnessed that. How many have witnessed God waking them up? Regardless what time you go to bed, the same time every morning. Who witnessed that all the time?
Amen.
I have.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to on purpose discipline yourself in this school of discipleship. Get your clothes out at night. Before you go to the presence of God, you got to make preparation. The more your life is in order, the more things will flow. Get your clothes out at night. Don't wear it. What you going to eat for breakfast? What you going to take for lunch? So you can spend that extra time before the Lord. It helps. Let me say this. It helps when your closet is straight, when your dressers are straight, your drawers are straight. It helps your mind get in order. If your closet got clothes over here, it got, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how many shoes you got, ladies. You can put it in order, ladies. I know y'all got probably closets, ladies. Some of y'all got two closets. I'm just saying, that's what with God. Bless somebody with them shoes.
All right now.
Some new shoes you ain't worn before. I'm going to stop picking. Come on now.
Yeah, y'all can
so I'm saying make sure you keep your closet straight, your dresser straight, your room clean. Why? This is something that will help you. I'm telling you. Why am I saying this? Because if those things are out of order, your life will be out of order. Quiet on this phone. But that's okay. Straighten them shoes out. I'm helping you so your mind can be clear to hear from God. When your closet and everything is straight, your clothes are straight and things, it helps your mind. Okay? So the same thing goes with the men. Make sure things in order. Make sure that garage, whatever, the more order that you are in, the better you can stay functional. Again, class 3D, 3 hours, you are required to pray 3 hours a day in the spirit. Accountability-wise, you are accountable unto God when it comes to prayer. Your spirit is going to another level. That's why the word says exercise your spiritual senses. So your PT time, your PT, we call it PT in the Army, right? Who been in the military here? Anyone been in the military?
I have.
What they call it in the morning when they get up and exercise?
PT, physical training.
Physical training?
PT.
Well, it's called, here it's called prayer time. Ain't that something? So you're going to get up in your PT and exercise your spirit in the morning. Set your clock. Start doing it now. An hour earlier, at least. If you can do 2 hours or do an hour and a half, that's fine. But do it at least 10 minutes before it's time to pray so you can get your mind and throw some water on your face and things of that nature. Okay. Y'all quiet. Y'all thought this was going to be easy? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all hear the whistle blowing in the spirit? We're raising up an army. Okay? These areas are very important because American Christians, when it comes down to prayer, I'm not comparison, we are not up to par like we need to be. So I'm raising up kingdom Christians. Kingdom soldiers. Am I clear? Any questions? I can't even hear a pin drop, Jesus. Y'all
still there?
I have no questions.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you work nights, we will work with you. Of your schedule change, we will work with you. You will get the recording. Everyone in this season will get the recording. Okay? So at the end of the week, we're going to send out the recordings, or usually the end of that day, or whatever the day was, then following day you will get the recordings, or the end of that week. All right? But still, there's no excuse unless you have a legitimate excuse. Okay? So it is from 7 to 9 Central Time, Monday. I'm sorry, you're all, is it Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays? 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, Eastern Time, 8 p.m. It's going to be 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, Pacific, 5 till 7. I understand some of you all may get off at a certain time in Pacific Time. That's understandable. You will get the recording, but if you come to class, I understand why you're late, because you have already communicated with us. That's fine. No charge at all. Any questions or comments concerning what we just went over? What is the game plan, what I just said? It's to get you conditioned in the spirit where it used to be hard for you to really pray. Now, it'll be hard for you to stop praying. That is the purpose. That is the mode and the motive. It's to get you into a place of habitation. Therefore, you will walk with the Lord. You'll talk with God. And from that place, whatever needs to be birthed out of you shall be birthed. Do everyone have an understanding on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, now you see the purpose of this, right? Because the flesh ain't going to want to get up. It want to lay there and take 5 more minutes. That's why I say if you want them kind like me, you might want to put some 15 minutes and hit that alarm clock. Give me 5 more minutes for it. And you be like, God, give me the strength to even get up. Amen. You didn't do it, but make sure you get up. Shake yourself off. Train your body. Train yourself. Amen. To go before the presence of God. Amen. What else do I need to cover? Again, we are family. And the dress code. I want to talk about the dress code. I'm not saying you have to wear a shirt and tie every day. I know when I went to Bible school, when I was at Dr. Rodenhouse Brown in Tampa, Florida, some years ago, we had to wear a shirt and tie every day. We had to come to Bible school every day with a shirt and tie. And then you served in the ministry. Your serving was like time you put on like a little time sheet on your serving. So it was very strict. So, but what happened, sitting up under that word really done something for me. So what is the dress code here? No, you don't have to put on your church outfit. And I mean, you're fine. All I'm asking you to do is just be moderate. Amen. No seductive dressing, male or female. Amen. But let's be moderate. Is that clear? Is that understandable?
Clear.
Did somebody throw it away? Because all I threw was one can away with the wife.
So we want to make sure that we all have an understanding. Okay, we're here to learn.
Hi.
And if okay.
And I know. When they do it on this, it always comes out a little bit light and never matches the same as the galley.
The whole conversation.
Most of the time, it doesn't match.
Okay.
So,
hello.
We got to touch up.
That's also awesome. That's someone's mic is open.
Right.
So I want some mic is open. The microphone is open.
Okay. So, but do I need to bring the something to match the cover up or something?
Put that on mute.
I'm gonna see if I can go on and get my receipts. Cause if I can pull up my receipt, will it tell me the color?
Probably.
Okay. Hello. All right. So, yeah. Dress code again. Let's just be moderate. In moderation, okay? I'm not saying look all religious, but I'm just saying, you know, let's cover yourself, all right? Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, you have your own discretion and choice if you want to. We're going to be doing this via Zoom, so if you have Zoom on your phone, you already know how it works. If you don't have Zoom, make sure you get Zoom on your phone. If you had trouble and have questions on how to download Zoom, someone on the staff will be glad to help you to do that and how to move on how to operate that, okay? I'm still learning myself in some of the areas. But anyway, it's going to be done via Zoom, okay? Before the class starts on those starts on 7 o'clock and 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. That's all the same time. The class will be open at least 30 to 45 minutes earlier. I will be playing soaking music. Those who want to come on and soak in the presence of Almighty, you feel free to come in. That is fine with me. That is the purpose of it. You're preparing, making preparation to go into the presence of Almighty God. Okay, and I want to just give you a heads up. God does show up in those classrooms. Any of our returning students, can you, if anyone would like to explain the experiences, how God shows up. You're welcome to do it at this time, maybe two or three of you. We would like to hear from you. Speak freely.
And this is Justine. Whenever we were in the classes, from start to finish, God is in the room because Apostle would be speaking on something that it seemed like whatever for myself personally, like he would be speaking something that I was currently dealing with. And it would be always on point. And also he'd be going to prayer for those who he feel in the spirit is dealing with the situation, and he begin to prophesy, and you can feel the power of God in the room every time.
Hey, man.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. Anyone else?
Anyone else like to face their experiences?
I was your apostle. It's Prophet Katina, and I just want to say that before I came into the ministry and attended the prophetic discipleship school, I was already in the community, prophetic community. But the difference that I learned coming into this community is that Apostle teaching is very modularized. He does a lot of different. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. What I noticed about the way he teaches, how he structured the classes, is that he used a lot of life, you know, everyday life demonstrations as a model. And that really kind of helped me to understand more about impartation, hearing the voice of God, understanding what the anointing means, why we need to have the characteristics of God, why we need to pray, why we need to have the posture, the right posture, you know, when going into prayer. And so those things, I just began to pray more. When I first started praying, I just was so unfocused. Just, I mean, my mind was going all over the place. But just having that prayer life, starting there first, talking to God daily, just as you're about your day, you're going to work on your leisure time. As you begin to do that consistently, you'll be able to see the increase in the manifestation of a thirst and a hunger for the Word of God. And number two, His presence, and you want to talk to God more. Those three things has really developed me. And I've also received about this, feel like there's a lot of impartations in that class. So it's very strategic that you don't want to miss it. If you can, try to be a part of each class that you sign up for. And just like you mentioned, just try to make sure that you pray every single day. You can do it in increments, intervals, as you're going, even on your lunch break, whenever you have the time, just make sure that you pray and stay before the Lord. But yes, since coming into the prophetic school under Dr. Spurlock's deciding has really increased in my faith. I'm a stronger now. I used to I would hear the voice of the Lord, but I would just have so much fear. Fear of really speaking out because I didn't really sound like other people when I would prophesy. I was just kind of like just being a shell of this whenever my name was called. It's like I'm just frozen. But those things really helped me to yield more to the Spirit, His teachings. I became more, just more of a heart person when it came down to the things of God. And my thirst and hunger for the Word, my thirst and hunger for the prophetic has truly increased. Even my eyesight, now I'm a seer in addition to just, That is a whole different impartation that I receive as well. But I just thank God for just the yielding and the being humble coming into this prophetic school. So it has really, really helped me, has really shaped me into the prophetic. So I'm very grateful. And I pray that each one of you that come into the school that you get something out of, you definitely get something out of it. I just pray that you know what you're wanting and know why you're here. Sometimes we can join different things and really not know why we want it, not know why we're actually partaking in something. But you can ask the Holy Spirit, why are you here? What is it that the Holy Spirit wants you to know? What is it that the Holy Spirit wants you to gain? And once you understand those things, then you have a mandate. You have like something to look forward to know why you're in this class, what to expect, what you want to get out of the class. So those two things, to know why you're here and who sent you. That's really helped me. And I'm Prophet Katina, and I yield the mic.
This is Prophet Bay. Hello?
Yes.
I came in on the last portion of this last semester, which hit me just on time because I consider myself to be a warfare intercessor prayer. And Apostle Spurlock was really, really, Dr. Spurlock was really, really, going in on warfare. And a lot of times you don't understand about the that area, that particular realm. It would seem spooky and scary, but he really defines the class. He really breaks it down to a level where you understand it and you won't have that fear of tapping into that realm. You'll understand more in depth. So it really helped to cultivate me. His teachings helped cultivate me more in that area and also made me stronger in that area of intercessory warfare. So I really, really enjoyed sitting at his feet and all the teachings. So I hope you also will benefit. I know you're going to benefit, but I pray you also enjoy the teachings and that God has and get everything you have from him because he's full of knowledge. He's database full. So I'm telling you, get it. God bless you. I yield my mic.
So I preached my first sermon age 20, won several people before age 18 when I was filled with the Holy Ghost. 30 years later, when I'm 51, so they don't know. I don't mind telling my age. That's a good blessing. I've seen enough, but I don't know it all. But that which I have, I give unto you. And it's an honor to serve you all and to teach you all to Christ. Okay? Anyone else? One thing.
I can't think of anything else.
Let's see. Are y'all excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very excited.
That's good. Just anyone want to talk about most about the Lord and his presence and how he showed up and he shows up in the room? Any other students, the returning students, want to say anything about that? It's open. That's the part I love.
Well, I guess I will. This is probably his day again. My experience is, what can I say about the clubhouse? Oh, my God. I was found on the one. All of the clubhouses have really been a blessing. The teachers have been, outstanding. The Holy Spirit has really taken Dr. Spurlock to higher heights. He has really elevated him to, since I've been on board, to a whole total, just another level. And the more you come in and the more you sit under him, the more you're going to receive. And he enjoys it when we ask questions. He loves it. He loves teaching. So that's why I say pull on him. Get whatever you can get from him because he enjoys that. But this last night, I mean, when the waves and the spirit and the flow of God last night in the room, I don't know if you were in the room last night, but, oh, my God, you really missed the power of God. It was so powerful. And the way the Holy Spirit just graced us with his presence, and I tell you, I was just totally slain in the spirit, just drunken in the spirit. And when he called me, I couldn't even talk because I was all just out of it, speaking in my heavenly language, the gift of tongues. And only thing he could do, I mean, we both were just laughing. And he just said, okay, talk to you later. And I just hung the phone back up. And I think, I don't know, it seems like I think I was like that probably about 2 or 3 hours. but it was just a wonderful feeling just to know that God loves us just that much to even visit us in such a capacity. So I just wanted to share that experience with you all. So just expect greater. Expect greater for your prayer life and just, you know, more visitations from the Holy Spirit as you yield unto him and from the and receive from the teachings. God bless you. I yield my mic.
Okay. Great. All right. So I'm going to turn it into the hands of, I think I've covered everything. Protocol, if you need to get in contact with me, let's contact the ladies on the phone. We try to keep things in order. I deal with the males one-on-one. And the ladies deal with the ladies one-on-one. If you need to talk to me, I used to have a female, but you're in my protection of integrity until we, you know, really get to know. But still, I do things in an orderly fashion. Amen. If that's okay to do it, y'all, I would love to keep it that way. Amen? So,
amen.
Amen. Apostolic order.
Katina, Prophetess Jody, and Prophetess Daisy, and Prophetess Bay, information. Okay? And we keep things in divine order just to make sure you are safe and I'm safe, okay? Not that we had any problems in the past, it's just, you know, accountability is credibility. Amen? Hallelujah. So can we get each other? Let us just do things in a family fashion, and all will be well, and all will remain well, okay? All right, awesome. Okay, any questions or comments? Okay, let's talk about the packages. Let's talk about the cost of the class. Go ahead and get that sheet out, please. And Project Katina, can you go over that, please, and how we can you know, how we're going to work. I did say that because of the short time and short notice, I did extend the early bird price, okay? And so it extended until what day? Prophet Katina will tell you about that. And then right after that, I think Prophet Jody has some stories she wants to share with you as well. Okay? So, Prophet Katina.
Correct, Apostle. On the registration form, their early bird price has been extended from the 6th of this month, October the 6th. The pastor did say he wanted to extend the date 14 days out. So the expiration date for the early bird is going to be October the 20th. That is on the registration form. It's already there. And let me see what else. Also, there will be another email going out as we're departmentalizing everything, so you'll know exactly who to contact for which department. We're still putting some more things together. Just like the pastor just mentioned, myself, Prophetess Bay, Prophetess Daisy, Prophetess Jody, Darnell and his wife, I'm putting some things together just to make sure you guys know exactly who to contact. For different departments. So we just ask that you just gracefully just have patience with us. We're here to serve you with a heart of love and integrity. We just want to make sure that you get what you desire from the Lord and that we serve you with honor, love, and respect. That is the main thing we want to do. And with the registration form, if there's any other questions, you still can send everything to the ministry email address. Those other departments, they'll be still working in, but the house email address is the ministry email address that is on the registration form at therams.gmail.com. That is there, so you can definitely still send your information to that, or you can just, like I said, whatever service that you need, those areas that doesn't have anything to do with that part of it, you'll still have like a, we'll send out an email with a departmentalized each function. Did I touch bases on that, Apostle? Did I answer the question?
Yes. And let's talk about class one, the foundation class, and how much it is, and how much it is for the returning students, and how much it is for the early bird price. And let's go to each segment of those classes. You or Professor Jody can talk about that. That'll be fine.
Okay, let me just get my phone. Okay, I on the registration form, when you first open up your file, it just has, like, for each one of the courses, the course information, the date, and what's respected required for you to do each day. Now, once you keep scrolling up on your form, there is a section that has the tuition rates. Those are incentive rates for this particular season, the fall season. 3D and 3R is the early bird, which is $550. That has to be, that amount is due October the 20th. We'll let Jody talk about that part. But I just want to go over any other questions that you had in regards to the registration form. Let me see what else here. Yeah, so the prices are there for the rims and foundations, $275 early bird, and the full rate for that is $350. Leadership activation is $350, and the full rate is $500. We did talk about bundling some of the courses together for those that are returning students. We want to make sure that we serve you well if with incentives, if you're going to be returning for the fall semester. So that is not on this form right here. That is, we have to do like another, I need to see what I need to do about that part. But we already have the numbers as far as those that are going to be returning for the fall semester. We want to make sure we do an incentive rate for coming back to a class. And then those that are actually first-timers that are prospect students for the first time, there is an early bird in the center rate that's going on right now that you can partake of, and the deadline for that is going to be October the 20th. In addition to 3D and 3R, that class is very intense class, so a person will be doing like a screening, you know, for that, just to make sure, just like you mentioned, if this is your first time, you have to start at the base class, which is the Rims and Foundations. That's the first one. And that is actually will kind of help you be equipped for the intensive course, because they actually kind of work in different tiers. You start from one level and you actually graduate to the next level. So, okay. There are three questions on the registration form that we ask that you fill out for us. And it's just really pretty simple. Have you attended class before? You're going to, you know, fill that out. We want to know, like, your background in ministry. And we want to know which class you're registering for. We just want to make sure that you have the right fitting when you come into the prophetic school. And, yes, that is on the bottom of the form. It tells you, like, when you make your payment. There's two options there to make your payment. There also is the deadline for the early bird, and we ask that you check off, like, one of those slots at the bottom of the form that has, well, it's the early bird, which you can do right now before the 20th, or you can either, if you miss, it's going to be the full rate. And so Apostle didn't mention that if one wanted to take, like, for instance, two classes together, which is a bundle, we had a set incentive rate for that, or if you just wanted to take one of the classes, there was an incentive rate for that too. So I can go back to my sheet to get that information. Did you want me to share the information now, or we just need to make sure we get signatures on the registration form?
The registration
form. I don't see they're coming in just yet.
Yeah. The prices, we will talk about that
today. So who we have on the phone here, we're going to call you. We're going to work something out with each one of you all, let you know we're going to see where everybody, because this is kind of private as far as everyone's situation is different, okay? But we want to most definitely, we had some students that didn't, that had some remaining balance from the last time. I'm not going to call their names, but I just think that integrity is integrity. We will work with you. Trust me, we will work with you, okay? My thing is, it's not about the money. It's about your learning. Again, but it's also about being integral, okay? I forgot. For those who are married, if you're married, your spouse is automatically free with yours, okay? It's one price per couple. Okay, did I mention that? Okay. 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 Hello?
Yes, hello? That is correct, Apostle.
So, she's going to send out the information. Please send them, send your number with when she sent out the information, we will throughout there for the next two to three hours. We can go ahead and move forward on that. And we will work with you, okay? All right? Amen, everyone. Y'all quiet on me here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're gonna work with you, and we're going to work with you. So I'm excited about having everyone get ready for class this coming Tuesday, and we'll work with you. So anyway, she wants to go ahead and send that out, and I think this meeting will be adjourned soon. And, again, we are in open enrollment, and let's go ahead and get started, okay? Amen, everyone.
Amen.
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 Okay. All right, so Prophet Katina, get ready. So Prophet Jody, get ready. Y'all need to have these ladies' numbers. Prophet Jody, Prophet Daisy, she's absent. She has something to do today. And Prophet Ben, Prophet Katina. Y'all have these ladies' numbers, and we're going to most definitely work on getting you ready. Any questions, let's go ahead and get this started. So it's been awesome today. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Apostle.
Yeah.
Hi. Blessings to everyone, Apostle. There are some new people that are on the line that have decided to join DFI Ministries. Can you welcome them, please?
Okay. Well, some people that want to join DFI. Yay. DFI.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We usually open up the church doors on Sunday night doing prophetic radiation. So if you are on the clubhouse, we're going to bring you in silent, okay? So we're going to do an opening that way. Is that okay? All right? Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. I'm excited. For those, again, those who want to be a part of DFI, you're welcome to come on clubhouse Friday night, start at 8 o'clock Central. And we just do a little, as we do our service on that evening, we welcome all of our new covenant members. And I'm excited, and I'm glad to serve. We praise God, and we just want to say thank you. You're already in, but we're going to do it officially. How about that? So, I mean, who is these beautiful people who want to join us today?
Prophet Jody.
We have Dominique Taylor.
Dominique?
And we also, yes, she's on the line, I believe.
Okay.
Yes,
hey,
I'm
Dominique.
Here.
Dominique, are you there?
Hello, Pastor. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone.
God bless you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
Dominique.
You.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Awesome. Outstanding. Outstanding. We're so glad to have you back. Welcome aboard. We're going to officially bring you in aboard on Sunday night, and we're going to continue to pray. We believe God manifest the best that's going to come in your life and to be manifested.
Amen. Excuse me, Apostle. There is one more that is on the line. I believe there's more than one. I know Danielle Thomas is on. And Danielle, can you say hello? And is your mom and Tia also, did they want to join as well?
I'm here, and I know I want to join the ministry for sure, and I know that Tia and my mom are on the line, so let them speak.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Praise God. Look at God. Look at God. I want to especially bring everyone. Welcome to Danielle. Welcome to Pebbles. I'm so excited to have you guys, and I tell you, we're excited about what God's going to do in you all's life in this season. And that is a prophetic shield around all of y'all. Just know that. And we're looking forward to Sunday night. And welcome aboard.
And congratulations. Welcome.
That's the hate.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen. Welcome. Welcome.
Praise God.
Amen.
Welcome to the fastest growing of church in the world. I'm going to prophesy to that. Amen. Church online. Praise God. Amen. So, I have
one more question, sir.
Yes.
This bay. I had to shut my phone down and come back in. When you were giving the instructions earlier, I just wanted to know, did you mention about the modules? If any of the students need to go back or they missed something, they can go back and watch the modules, the videos, and catch up.
Yes, they're gonna be getting that every. If it's not going to be the next following day, it'll be the weekend. They can go back and catch up on and take notes on what was said.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
They're going to be getting an email of the recorded information.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good question.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Trudy is here also. I didn't know if y'all could hear me earlier. I'm doing a class also.
Hello, Trudy.
Hi.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, question, woman of God?
I know that I heard they were going to send out some more emails. I was just looking at the emails that were sent earlier, and I just didn't see any phone numbers. I think they're going to send those out, contact information for the different people, like if we could be late for a class or something, like on Tuesdays. I work every Tuesday, and they'll get off until sometimes around 7:30-ish, 8. So I just need to know who to contact in those instances.
Okay. We're going to give out the phone numbers today. We're gonna actually just do the open enrollment. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be calling you, okay?
Okay.
So
All right.
Make sure. Let's get a roll call real quick so we can know who to call. Judy, you are the number. We have your Judy, we have your number, right? So we're going to call Judy. We're going to call Judy and – we're going to call, what's the last 8707 number? Whose number is that? Star Wars 618. Whose number is that? The last four digits is 8707.
Oh, that's me, Apostle Billy.
Billy? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we're going to call Billy. And we're going to call, we do have, just this number, right? 6954, correct? That's your number?
Yeah, that's my number.
Okay, outstanding. Great. We're going to give you a call. And we're also going to call 0244. Who's 0244? Last four digits, 0244. Four digits, 0244. It starts with a 662.
Yes, I'm here, Apostle. Sorry, I'm at work.
Okay, whose number is this?
Lanisha Shields.
Oh, Miss Shields. Okay, great. We got you. Okay. We're going to be giving you a call. And, okay, sometime today. And we also going to, okay. So we're going to give also Miss Danielle, we do have your information. We'll be calling you. Okay. We're going to be calling you today. Also, who is 5777 last digits? And again, make sure they fill out the information. Make sure I fill out that package today. Okay. Did you want to say something, Katina?
I just wanted to make sure once they, the registration form, they fill it out and just scan it or email it back to us so we can put that in the file.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, not the email form, but the registration form. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No problem. Who is 5777? It's an Atlanta number.
That's
who?
Nicole Ferguson.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Can you
hear
me?
Okay, who is that? Yes.
Nicole Ferguson.
Oh, Nicole. Okay, yes. We're going to be calling you. We're going to take care of that. Okay, Dr. Ferguson. And you pray like you're going to sing heaven, but you sound so low. I'm not using your voice being that low. I say I'm not using your voice being that low. You sound like a different person.
Hey. I'm sorry. I apologize for earlier. My phone was not muted. I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You good. Okay. And 6677, last four digits. Who are you? Identify yourself, please. We'll be
that's
giving you a
Pebble
call.
Arnick. That's Pebble
Ms.
Arnick.
God bless you, Ms. Pebbles. We're going to take care of that. And you
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question really quick. My only hesitation is this is my busy time of year. I'm in insurance. I deal with the school district. And so I work until 7 p.m. right now. This is my crazy time of year. And so that was my only hesitation. But you did say that, so that basically means I would be missing class Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I would always be late because I would be getting off of my work when your class was over. Should I wait for another class?
Okay, that's understandable. You will get the recordings as soon. Usually the recordings drop as soon as you'll be one of the first ones to get the recordings. How about that? Okay?
Okay.
In the time between time, you can listen in if you like. We don't have to hear from you. You can listen in. But you will be getting the recordings, okay? And we'll work something out with you. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, and we're going to begin with 6434, the Milwaukee area, and that is Dominique.
That's
right?
Me, Dominique. Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. And also 9935, that's a Birmingham number. Who is that? We'll begin with you.
That's probably me if you said 9935. It's Greta.
Okay, Trudy, okay. All right. And let's see here. And 1378 and 25. Okay, 2712.
That's Trudy. That's me. Yes, that's me.
Oh, 4712. Make sure all your information is legible as y'all sign that information sheet so we can go ahead and process this and stand by. We'll get with you or you can get with us, and we'll talk about that, okay? And last but not least, we have 3892. Look like the Houston, Texas area.
That's me, Lorna Apostle Malcolm.
Well, hello, Miss Lorna. God bless you. Pleasant surprise. All right. We're going to be getting with you with the crisis, and we'll go from there. Welcome aboard, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to have you here on rotation today. And again, you're going to be getting all everyone's number that you need, and we're going to go from there. Okay. All right. All hearts and minds are clear.
I had a question. Sorry, I have a question. I didn't hear my number brought up.
What's your last one?
For Tia? It's a, oh my goodness, 6194 7592 I had to think about it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We have you on there, though.
Okay,
we got
good.
You. We got you, Mr. Right, 7592. Okay, great. And make sure you put that information on this on the sheet, okay? On the spreadsheet
okay.
you have. And send us an email.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, anybody else? Have any questions?
I have one more question. I was looking at the email, and I'm not that technology. You know, I'm kind of tech, got some problems with technology. So the email, I was trying to, like, fill in the information on the screen. I guess that's not the place to do it, but I don't know exactly how to, you know, to turn that registration form in directly from the computer. So I need to find a way to get that back to you all. I don't have a printer.
Okay, who is this?
This is Trudy.
Miss Trudy, okay. Probably Katina, can you help her with that?
Okay, will do. Okay.
I think it's a way that she can do that.
Okay.
We'll take care of
okay.
Trudy.
Yes,
okay.
Trudy, I can do one or two things. I can send you like an equal sign signature, or you can take it, I did it like in three sections. So if the part that you can't fill out, just I have your information, so I'll just connect with you about that. I'm going to try to send you an e-sign link, but if not, then
okay.
you can just do it from your phone. We'll kind of see how that works. All right?
Okay. All right. Sounds great. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right, any more questions? Welcome aboard. And
thank you.
I'm looking forward to conversation with everyone. And y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. I'm going to ask if Lanisha, woman of God, are you there? Miss Lanisha? Miss Shields?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Can you close us out in prayer, please?
All right. 1 second. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this class, Father God. I thank you for the administrators, Father God. I thank you for the apostle who's going to be teaching this class, Father God. I ask that you cover each and every one of us in your blood on today, Father God. Give us strength throughout the day, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
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 All right. Y'all have yourself a wonderful day. Godspeed, and I have an inside joke, and it's called Roll Tide. Okay. I'm a football fan, so Roll Tide. Amen. Other than that, y'all have a wonderful day. And looking forward to talk with us. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Yep. Everyone. God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.